And I know that the Lord is interested in this matter.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Whatever it is, today it must be settled.
Amen.
We must settle it today. No matter the force, no matter the power of darkness, today we want to show them that there is power that flows. There is power that flows from Emmanuel's vein. Someone touched the hem of his garment and he was healed. Hallelujah. He walked up to the blind man. He touched him and the blind man recovered his sight. So there is nothing my Jesus cannot do. Hallelujah. Let us begin to pray for him. Hallelujah. Let us take authority over the forces of darkness that seem to be contending with this one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's rebuke them. Let's bind them. Hallelujah. Whatever it be, and their manifestation today, that the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is able to bring deliverance over the area. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let the anointing,
amen.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Now break the yoke. Break this yoke. Let this yoke be broken.
Amen.
Let this yoke be broken.
Amen.
We shall let this yoke be broken.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We shall for the earth be made whole.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Recover your flesh.
Amen.
Recover your strength.
Amen.
Recover your life.
Amen.
Recover your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father. Blessed be your name. For you said that if this power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you, that same power shall quicken your mortal body.
Oh, yes.
Let this mortal body be quickened. Let it come alive.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed
be your name, Lord God, for doing this. We give you all the praise. We give you all the let the church in the Lord. Let us thank him for doing it.
Amen. No, no, hold on, no, hold on. Hold on, hold on. Amen. I should use this one. Eric, okay, this one or this one? Any of them, okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. There's something that's been well up in my heart. Recently, you know, and I had a quickening. All through yesterday, I was just praying if I should bring a part of the word. I believe this morning a stage is set for us to do some Bible study, go into the word. Amen. I make progress because I don't believe he brought us out to take us back again.
Amen.
Amen. He brought us out that he might take us in.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for you have prepared a table for us, even in the presence of our enemies. Lord, we thank you for these enemies, for you have ordained them to be bread for us. Without them, we will not know how to fight. We will not know how to rise up. For they that are for us are more than all the hordes of hell, all the plans and the purposes and the machinations and plots of the enemy against us. For your thoughts for us are good, to bless us and to bring us an expected end. An expected end in Christ. For you saw us from the foundation of the earth, and it pleased you according to the good pleasure of your will. You saw a people in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who you will raise from the dust and raise them to the throne.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for that cry of Abba, Father, that is now arising in our hearts. For when men say there is a casting down, there is a generation that say there is a lifting up. Lord, thank you for putting us in that generation. Hallelujah. We bless your name. As they might circumcise our hearts, open our ears, anoint our eyes. Grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Grant us grace to behold you, to know you, to perceive you. And let all the effects, that all the things that happen to those who perceive you happen to us. That we might be slain. Lord, that you might bring forth a new covenant. We bless your name, O God. We ask you to speak for thy servant hearing. We receive grace to partake, to eat and to eat, and to receive strength to rise up. We ask that your arrows will be strong in the heart of the king's enemies. Those spirits that come to to divide the world, to prison, to distract. We say the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. All you foul bears that have gathered, we say this meal is not for you. This fellowship is not for the uncircumcised. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall come at rejoicing, and everlasting joy shall be upon their face, before we shall sing with gladness and joy. Blessed be your name, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. For I say, for therefore with joy shall we draw wells, draw water out of this. Lord, we come to the deep wells. Why shall I might open the deep wells unto us that we might drink, O God? Let the fountains above and the fountains beneath be broken up. Let there be a watering of this seed, this precious seed that you have planted, that you might bring forth the fullness. Hallelujah. The full year, the full calm, with bountiful harvest, multiple fruits. Blessed be your name. For our God is good. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to turn you to John chapter 1. This is the word the Lord spoke to me. We're not going there today. But I just want to share it with you and excite you with it. This will give you an idea of what's happening in Zion. Amen. For when men say there is a casting down, there is a different zone in Zion. Amen. Jesus answered and said unto him, because 51. He said, and Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou, thou shalt see greater things than this. I want to tell you that great things are happening in Zion. Don't belong to those people who are discouraged or who want to go back. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, and he said unto me, verily, verily. You know, when you hear verily, verily, you should stop and listen. I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open. Amen. That's one testimony in Zion, that heaven is opening. Amen. And the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Amen. Hallelujah. We are in the place where angels are ascending. You know, there are different types of angels, but I know of two types, or maybe three. There are the angels that are created angels by God. That group has two. They are the angels of God and fallen angels. Angels in rebellion. Amen. We are not going to go with them in that rebellion. But there, you have another group, the angel men. Amen. The type that came to John and began to show him. Amen. I want you to look at them, because very soon they will be coming to you. Amen. Because that barrier between the church militant and the church triumphant is being thinned down. Amen. Hallelujah. So he said, very soon you see angels ascending and descending. But he gives the context upon the Son of Man. So let's just take one aspect of it. It means that in Christ, there is a ladder. Amen. And that ladder is the tabernacle. Amen. I hear some people are saying there's no tabernacle in the New Testament. Can I advertise you one? That's one. Now, I'm just giving you one tabernacle scripture. Amen. That in Christ, you begin to climb back. Where are you going back to? Heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. And that step are the various steps to climb up back to. And I want to advertise you that men are going back to heaven. Amen. Amen. Are you going back? Hallelujah. Now, let me read another scripture. We'll come back to John. 1 Corinthians 9. I was asking us some questions. You know, I'm always in that habit of asking questions. I always have a bundle of questions to ask. So this was one of the answers to my questions. Amen. Men are rising. It's not as it was before. It's now and ever shall be. No. There is a new man coming. Amen. Paul said, so let me read the last verse. He said, but I keep under my body. Amen. That's the phrase I was hearing. I keep under my body. Or put it the other way, I keep my body under. 1 Corinthians 9:27. I keep under my body. Who is the I that's keeping the body under? Spirit. You can't be saying spirit now. That is 2015. Who is the I that's keeping under? I. Who is I? Who is me? So, who is keeping who under? Or is it the body keeping the soul under? In the head. In the head, the soul is keeping the body under. But in practice, the body is keeping the soul under. So, what rules you? Yeah, that's by grammar. But what rules you in practice? What was ruling you yesterday? What was ruling you? Your appetite for food, your appetite for other things, the body, the chemistry of the body, the weakness of the body. So what rules you? Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let's back up a bit and read Paul. Okay, 24 says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may retain the prize. It's not just enough to run. Say, I'm running the race to meet my Redeemer. How are you running that race? To go and meet your Redeemer. Amen. And every man that does what? Striveth for mastery. Is temperate. Every first class athlete controls what he eats. He controls what goes into the body. Amen. That's temperate. Because he wants to win a prize. So, if you are running the race for your soul, for our soul, which is of greater prize than the Olympic prize or whatever prize you want to get, how temperate are you? What measure of control do you have over the body, over the environment? Amen. When you begin to fast, the soul begins to rejoice. Say, thank God, I have a leeway. I have somebody, this man wants to give me an opportunity to go ahead. So the soul begins to rise, and you begin to, the burdens of the flesh are reduced. You begin to deal a blow to the devil. And if you cannot fast, in 2015, you have to think again. Amen. So now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body. Amen. So when we talk of I, we are talking of, when you say I, who is the I? Is this the soul or the body? Okay, and there is another one, spirit. So who should be in charge? Who should be in charge? Paul said, I keep under my body. Who should be? Who is in charge? Who was in charge yesterday? So, when you talk about the soul, you are looking at the mind. That is the lion. Sorry. That is the ego. That ego nature. Then you are looking at the emotions. And that is the lion nature. And then you are looking at the will. And that is the stubborn ox. Ox nature. And then you talk about the desire. And this is the fallen man. Not just man. It's fallen man.
Fallen man.
And when you talk of fallen man, you open many doors. This fallen man, he's falling to the ground. So he's falling to the earth. Okay, so he brings the nature of the Philistines. The Philistines, they hug. They wallow. They roll. And they cling to the dust, to the earth. Okay. This morning, Brother Urias was teaching us about the various animals we should eat and those we shouldn't eat. And he said anything that has multiple legs, or attachments to the earth, is unclean. Okay? So any ministry that emphasizes earthly things, possessions, forget it, it's Philistine. It's not going to take you anywhere. Alright? It's ministering. I'm saying God, but the spirit it is giving you is not to rise. Amen. It brings the spirit of the Moab. Moab says of the father, is it of the flesh? Of the flesh of father. Moab and Ammon means of the flesh or born of the father. So this is telling you about culture, traditions, and so on. Okay? There are many others. I don't want to get into those. But that is the desire. I think there's another one I must mention, the serpent. The serpentine nature. And you saw it in Egypt. That is what the Pharaoh has on his mind. Pharaoh's mind. Pharaoh's head, which is his mind. So every Egyptian Pharaoh has something he wears on his head. That is the sign of his rule. And it is the serpent. You understand? And the serpent has to do with seduction. Seduction, sexuality, and so on. Amen. Okay, let's read Luke 24. So I think really today we're talking about resurrection. So we're looking at the energy center of the world. Luke 20:34. This scripture has been a source of strength for me. I pray you'll find it so. It says, you know the story, I don't have many time, so I'm going to just go through it. You can look at it. The Sadducees came and they were asking him. He said, the Sadducees do not believe in resurrection. Amen. The Sadducees do not believe in resurrection. And I don't know if there's anybody here who doesn't believe in resurrection. In change. Amen. And they said to him, seven brothers had a woman. The first one had him and died. The other ones came and had him, had her and died. And said, in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be? Amen. So let's read now. And Jesus answered, said unto them, the children, Luke 20:34. He said, the children of this world do what? Marry and are given the marriage. Amen. But they which shall be what? Accounted worthy to obtain that word and the resurrection from the dead. So what happens to them? They neither marry nor are given in marriage. Neither can they die anymore. For they are like what? They are equal to those men who are climbing up. What do you understand? Unto the angels. Amen. And are the children of God. Being the children of the resurrection. Amen. Hallelujah. Now that the dead are raised, even Moses showed you at the bush when he called the Lord, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For he is not a God of the dead, but of the living. To all live unto him. Amen. Hallelujah. He's a God of the living, not a God of the dead. Amen. Hallelujah. Who is your God? Is he a dead God? Do you talk to him this morning? Amen. Amen. Brethren, there is a place above marriage. There's a place above sexuality. You see, the energy of this world is on sexuality. That is the energy. It's what drives men. You understand? But those who are rising, they are going above it. Amen. Hallelujah. Say amen. Say it strong. Say. You can rise above it. You can rise above it. Amen. Where do you get your energy from? That's part of what we want to talk about today. The resurrection. Amen. Hallelujah. So, we're looking at the generation of the soul, different dimensions, and Egypt represents the world. The major energy in Egypt was the serpent, and the serpent is perpetually bound to the ground. Do you understand? It's a spirit of seduction, sexuality. It is a mind that is earthbound. Let me say this before I forget. God did not make you to receive life from your eyes, your physical eyes. God made you to receive eyes from the eyes that are within you. Amen. Amen. The sons of God do not go after the appearance of their eyes. they walk according to another inward seeing. Amen. So Paul was praying that the eyes of the understanding might be enlightened. And he says that you and I will receive a change in the twinkling of our eyes. When there's a change in our eyes. Amen. That's where the resurrection is. It's in the eyes. Amen. Now, we're talking about the eyes, so let's address it a bit. Now, if you look at the body, the central part of the body is the head. Okay? And in the head controls the head of the body. The control of the body is in the head. Amen. So, the activity of the body is in the head. That's where it's happening. It's in the head. Amen. And when you talk about the head, you're talking about the different senses. Okay? The five senses. You're talking about the five senses. So, the question is, what rules you? Do you keep under your body? Do you have the authority to keep under your body? Paul said, okay, the scripture in Proverbs says by a whorish woman, a man of God is made to be a piece of bread. What was the power? Where is the power coming from? It's the body. It's yielding to the carnal desires of the body that's making that man a piece of bread. Don't you understand? Amen. The energy of the devil is in the body. The energy of the devil is in the body. Amen. Hallelujah. The energy is in the body. And when we overcome in the body, we will overcome. Let's go to Hebrews 6. If you have questions, you can just note the questions, we will come to it. Okay, let's actually start from Hebrews 5, the one before. Hebrews 5 and Hebrews 6 are actually the same scripture. Okay, let's start from Hebrews 5:12. We are talking about the principles of the foundations of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, for the time ye ought to be teachers. So we're not taking it for granted, because we know that it's possible I might be a preacher, I might be an elder, I might be a big name. I'm still floating. You understand? It's possible. So those names, those things do not count. Amen. That's why I like my foundation, where I was coming from. All those things don't matter. Whether you're a Bible study leader or whoever you call yourself, you must hear the salvation message. Amen. You must hear it. There's no exception. When the big altar call, it starts from the head and starts coming down. Amen. There's no exception, including me, including others. Amen. So when for the time you ought to be what? Teachers. You have need that one teach you again, which be the what? First principles of the oracles of God. And have become such as have need of what? Milk. And not of strong meat. Brother Rice teaches a class upstairs. It was empty today. I have not been coming. I'm repenting. But that class ought to be busting at the seams. Many of us are told we know it. We know the tabernacle. Amen. Well, when God makes a provision, take it to Him. Because the time is coming when you may not have it. And if you don't buy the oil now, you cannot buy it when the horseman comes knocking at your door. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't overgrow these basic things. Amen. You have need that one teach you again and become such as have need. Okay, verse 13. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the world of righteousness, for he is a babe. So what he's saying is that there are stages. That's one of the things the so-called people in end time do not understand. There are stages. And you cannot circumvent it. I can call myself whatever big name. All those things are just English language. You must go from a babe, and a babe eats milk. Amen. And you come up to full maturity. And Nigerians are proud, so the natural thing is everybody is matured. Everybody is full age. It's a sign of maturity. That's why that class is empty. It's a Nigerian spirit. Yes. Everybody knows it. Amen. Forgive me if I'm your brother. Just pray for me. I say, God, that brother, have mercy on him. You know, I always need their help. I always need their grace. And you can see I'm changing. Am I not changing? I'm changing. I shout less now. Amen. It's because of your prayers. But this one I said now, consider it. Amen. But strong meat belonging to them that are what? Of full age. Even those who by reason of their leg. Amen. So what determines whether you are mature is what? It's your senses. It's your senses that determines where you are. That's what puts you. Amen. Hallelujah. You ask, you no get sense. Have you heard it before? It is that rude. Say, you no get sense. They call it common sense. There's common sense. They say common sense sometimes is not very common. You no get sense. What is he telling you? He's telling you that you are behaving like a child. A child is not ruled by his senses, but by impulse. So that is even of a lower level. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, who by reason of youth have their senses exercised to do what? Discern both good and evil. So he's telling you there's a place where the man cannot discern. And they call it flat nose. You didn't tell me. My wife said, you cannot teach an elder to be an elder. Is it possible? I wanted to help the brother. I said, sit down, brother. You cannot teach an elder to be an elder. You cannot teach a son of God to be a son of God. You should know. Amen. Hallelujah. So there is a place where the senses need to be exercised. Amen. Are your senses exercised? If you do not exercise them, they will remain infantile. They will remain undeveloped. They will not be sensitive. They will be what? They will be fallow. Amen. The senses must be exercised. Amen. Somebody comes to sell a business idea to you. Hey, Jesus, 10 million naira. Your wife says, brother, wait, oh, that man, like, the shoe, I saw your shoe, the shoe done. He's bent, oh, that man doesn't know where he is. Oh. He said, no, he is from here. Sit down, follow your wife. God is teaching you to exercise your senses. It will come by temptation. God will try you. He will try you. Amen. So, let me talk about the senses. So, you have the senses here. And we know naturally the senses are in the body, isn't it also? Huh? Yes. Where else can you find the senses? Where do you find the senses? Talk now. Talk, yeah. Okay, they say you find it in the soul. That's right. Okay, let's look at what are the senses? Eye or sight. Does God have eyes?
Yes.
Hey. Okay, let me bring this because I don't have a note, so let me just bring it. Now, what does it mean to be a son of God? What does it mean to be a son of God? Say, as many as are led by the Spirit are what? Sons of God. That scripture is good, but you see, it's of no use to you and me. It doesn't shake me. It doesn't bring any commitment from me. So let's leave it. Let's do something that will prick my conscience. Amen. What does it mean to be a son of God? Okay. So let's look at it this way. In Genesis 1, it says, let's create man after our what? After our image and likeness. Okay, let's approach it from that point. That's how God created. So, naturally, man, we have seen the three: soul, spirit, and body. It's three nature being. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. Three natured God, a manifestation of God, but one. Because when you look at me, you don't see my soul, you don't see my body separate, we are together. So it says, the Lord thy God, O Israel, is what? One God. Amen. Hallelujah. And in man, in his nature, physical image, is like God. But you see, the likeness of God is light. Alright? Are you with me? So we're looking at image and likeness. Image and likeness. And the likeness of God is light. God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. So there are two basic natures, two basic likeness. Sons of God must receive their energy from light. Amen. Amen. Light is not a physical thing. What is light? Let's look at it. Light is pure. Light is transparent. Amen. Light is peaceable. Light is gentle.
Hallelujah.
You understand? That is light. Amen. Darkness is the very opposite. Amen. It's not gentle, it's violent. Your heart is not at peace. So, when we talk about light, we're speaking about a nature. The nature of God. You say, God is love. Amen. So, the nature and the likeness of God are all centered around the light. Amen. So, the purpose of these senses is that God gives the eyes so that man can receive light. Light enters into your body through the eyes. To the eyes in the body. Amen. That's how you receive light. Amen. But the devil also knows that there is a connection between your body and your soul. He knows that there is a connection between the body and the soul. So something affecting the body can affect your soul. So the devil seeks to have dominion over you through your body. That is his territory. The place where man and the devil meet is in the realm of the body. It says, thus you are, and to thus you will return. So the body is the territory of the devil for now. Amen. When you sow to the flesh, you are sowing in a place you do not have control. Amen. You are sowing onto something you cannot control because you are building in another man's territory. I don't know if you are with me. Huh? Say amen, huh? In Deuteronomy, it says, I will not give you the land of Edom. Edom means flesh. It's one of the things. Say, I will not give it to you. I have given that land to the children of Saul, of Esau. Esau is of the flesh. The children of this world, they own this world. Don't compete with them. You can never be a good worldly Christian. It is not possible. They will never accept you. You can never be a good worldly Christian. It's not possible. Because you can never do it as my cousin said to me, he said, leave that thing. Politics is for us, it's not for you. What we do, you cannot do. You understand? So the world is not for you. And it's not for me. If I want to be a friend of the world, it will never accept me. Because I will forever be a terrorist to it. You understand? It will ever treat me with suspicion. Because it realizes that you are not of it, even though you are trying to be, to compromise. You can never satisfy the flesh. It's like a bottomless pit. Amen. You can never, don't quit trying to be like the world or please the world. Don't you understand? God has not given it to you as an inheritance. Do not sow to the flesh. Amen. Because of the flesh you shall reap what? Corruption. Amen. Say amen now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What am I talking about today? I'm talking about resurrection. I'm talking about keeping your body under. Now let me ask you a question. How do you see yourself? When you say I, who are you thinking of in your mind? You are thinking of your body.
Yeah.
We are body centered. When we say I'm talking about my hand, my feet. But that's not mine. The soul uses the hand to minister to itself. Amen. Is that so with you? Because with me, when I think about me, I'm thinking about my legs. I'm thinking about my hand. Hallelujah. But can I advertise you that angels are rising? Men are beginning to climb up. Hallelujah. Someone says, I will arise and I will go back to my father's house. In my father's house, God created a man and gave him a body. Amen. He gave him that body to rule, to exercise authority over the body. Amen. The soul has fallen. Fell into sin, falling, and you can see the dynamics of the soul. The desire is falling. It's falling. It's carnal, earthbound. Alright? The will is weak. Isn't that what Jesus said? The will is weak. So where is the strength going to come from? The emotions are wild. This eagle is now a chicken. That is a chicken nature. It tries to fly, but it cannot rise very, very far. 2 hours after fellowship, it is back to normal. Am I talking to somebody here? That is the chicken nature. 2 hours after fellowship, that mind of yours is going to hit the ground. So, I was somewhere, they're saying, use your teeth and count your tongue. It's a man, know thyself. I know. It's a man, know thyself. So use your tongue to count your teeth. Now I'm telling you, use your teeth to count your tongue. That means you are doing it extra. So man, know thyself. Amen. The mind is falling. It's falling. All flesh is like what? Grass. In his glory, it will fine. Has PhD, has so and so. His doctor, leave it. Just run very far. 40 years from then, the man is where? Fallen. You look at his face; he's falling apart. His hair is all wrinkled. You look at him. You see them. In fact, the trouser cannot even fit. You see all of them. I see them a lot. Anyway, I say, God, is that where I'm going to? So no, I'm going back to my Bible. I'm telling you. That's the man. 40 years on, that's where the man is going to. Because it's what? All flesh is grass. He's a man who has not realized who he is. Who are you? Amen. Who are you? Are you a body that has a soul, that has a spirit? Or are you a spirit that has a soul and has a body? Or are you a soul that God gave a body to serve him? Amen. That is heading back to the throne of God. Hallelujah. You must determine your trajectory. Where are you going to? Are you among those who are climbing up the ladder? Hallelujah. Because at the top of that ladder, it's all heaven. Amen. You see a cloud there. What do you understand? In the message seat, that's where I act there now. That's where you see the cloud. Say, there's a cloud over there. Amen. So we shall meet him in the cloud. Which cloud? Are you thinking of this physical one? I've been flying Air France. I never see any cloud there. So, don't you understand? Amen. That's another cloud. And men are arising. Amen. Why should I not arise when they are arising? Amen. Why should I not arise when men are arising? Hallelujah. The tabernacle is the way up. Jesus is that step up the ladder. Amen. Okay. Let's go to Hebrews 1. I see some people looking at me. Say, this brother, he has not landed the Hebrews 6 yet. All right, let's go there now. He said, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us do what? Let us go on to perfection. That word perfection means maturity, fullness, completeness. There was a desire in the heart of a group of men many years ago, 20 years ago, maybe 30, 40, 50, 60, down the line, to go to fullness. I'm not quite sure if that burden is still there. Some of you younger ones, you have come to Zion to a time when men are going around in circles. You've come to the time of Vashti, the time of merrymaking. Amen. But thank God that there is an Esther company. Amen. Amen. They are breaking through. They say we must arise. We must climb back to heaven. Hallelujah. I want to tell you that men are climbing back to heaven. Are you among those people? There are different levels of heaven, though. Outer court is one level of heaven, the lowest. When you get there, don't think you have arrived. You are born again. It's just a reception. Amen. And there are some of us who still do not, the vision is still not very clear too. There's no problem with, when you are born again, it's good. Bless God for those who are born again. But I want something extra. Amen. Because I understand the problem of man. The problem of man is not to make heaven, because there are different types of heaven. Amen. The outer court is one. It's one level of heaven. But it's the heaven, level of heaven that is very close to the world. And very soon, the darkness in the world will influence it, as we see. Don't you understand? The blood of Christians are soaking the ground. Because God warned us, flee the outer court. We said, no, we are not going to leave. Amen. There is no protection in the outer court. For you and I, no protection. Amen. It's not just enough to be born again. You must rise. And I want to talk about that rising today. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How do we rise? Amen. Which one do I clean now? Okay, so this is the tabernacle. I hope those at the back can see. Well, Christopher, can you see? I've seen you at the back. Obems, can you see? I've seen you at the back. What? You can see? Oh, you can see clearly. God bless you. Alright. I want to talk about the door. You know, we've talked so much about the gate. Huh? Uh-huh. 1, 2, 3. Well, sorry, this is not really 3. The lampstand and the table, that's where I want to talk about. Because the body has shifted now, no longer so much on the outer court. We have dwelt there so much, so the body is going in. Amen. Hallelujah. So, I want to talk about the quality control, the door. The door is the quality control. Who is the door? Jesus said, I am the door. Amen. Anyway, so this is step number one, being born again. Step number two is baptisms. Consecration, sanctification. Step number three is not the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's called lampstand. It's a life in the Spirit. Step number four is the table of shewbread. It's the place of energy. It's the place of understanding. Don't you understand? You can't come there unless your understanding is opened. Amen. Some people are sleeping because teaching is not very exciting. Not like Isaac, who is always shouting. So please, don't let them sleep. Wake them up. Sorry, I made the wrong... oh dear. Sorry. Don't sleep, bro, please. I'm telling you about resurrection. We're talking about this door and Jesus. There's a man, his name is Jesus. He said he's the head of the body. Amen. He's the quality control. Amen. How many people are in love with Jesus? I didn't say in your head. No. In your heart. You are in love with Jesus. You are not ashamed of Jesus. Amen. You spoke to him this morning. He talks to you every day. Amen. You are ready to die for him. Amen. Hallelujah. You can give up your degree for him. Bro, can you? Amen. His name is Jesus. How many people are fond of Jesus? Amen. Well, we are going back to Jesus. Amen. He is the gate. Okay. Well, what I mean is the entrance. Is the quality control, is the door, fine. Now, how am I going to enter that, through that door, without first knowing Jesus? Jesus is a person. Amen. It's not a concept. It's not an idea. He is a living person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, I am the door. Amen. You see, because the things that happen in that chamber, he is the one that directs it. Amen. Okay. Those brethren on the road to Emmaus, he admitted them into that chamber. Don't you understand? Yeah. Okay, let's read Matthew 24. Read Matthew 24, Luke 24. Luke 24. Please don't let anybody sleep. Luke 24. I'm not going to read all of it though. I don't have time. Luke 24, sorry, my is it from 17? Okay. Verse 13. Luke 24:13. Luke 24:13. And it came to pass that as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and broke and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened. Their eyes were opened at table, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So there was something they began to see which they didn't see before, and when he opened their eyes, they had a deeper level of knowledge of him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus is the one that brings us in into this higher level of experience with him. Amen. The word of God comes to us at three levels. There is a natural word that comes, but there is also a spiritual word that comes, and then there is the fullness of the spiritual word that comes to us. Amen. So also, when we talk about the tabernacle, it comes at different levels also for us. Amen. The third experience in the tabernacle is called the lampstand. It is the place of resurrection. The fourth experience is the place of the shewbread, bread is a piece of energy. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Do you understand? Jesus says, I am the bread of life. The fifth experience is a place where the soul that has been changed is offered up for marriage. It's offered up unto God. The offering of the soul unto marriage. Now, some of these things, to some of us, it may look a little bit theory or abstract. But you see, we need to break it down into practical, everyday experiences so that they can be of meaning to us. Now, when you look at go to Genesis chapter 1, you see the 7 days of creation. In Genesis chapter 1, you see 7 days of creation. Those 7 days, they run along with the 7 steps in the tabernacle. The 7 days of creation, they go along. They are like an expansion of those 7 steps that we are required to take in the tabernacle. So the sixth is the box, and the seventh is the overshadowing. So people put it the other way around. Well, those are technicalities. But the fullness of the experience that God has for you is found beyond the veil. And Jesus said, this veil is his body, or the flesh. So you see why you need to keep your flesh under. If you want to break through the veil, you and I must be expert at keeping the flesh under. Amen. So, this must be very boring. Amen. Hallelujah. Just have mercy on me. I try not to sleep. Amen.
Amen.
This thing is the veil. And Jesus said, Hebrews 10:19 says that Jesus broke through the veil, which is his flesh. Amen. And the power of the flesh, I am telling you, is in the senses. And the power of the senses is in the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So let's look at it here. The pride of life deals with the emotion. Pride of life deals with the emotion. And the lust of the flesh, so you have the lust of the flesh and also the lust of the eyes. These are the things that the doors that pull the soul down and keep it bound to the earth. Amen. And the scriptures requires us to be able to overcome them. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going back to Hebrews 6. He said, therefore, leaving the principles of doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of the doctrine of the laying on of hands, and of the doctrine of the resurrection of the dead, and the doctrine of eternal judgment. These are the fundamental doctrines of Christ. Now, these doctrines, they run from the beginning to the end. Amen. They are principles that run from the beginning to the end. And the resurrection of the dead is addressing the change in the soul. Now, when Adam was falling, God said, when you fall, you will begin to fall. You will continue to fall. So, and we have seen that the change and the fall is in the body and in the soul, and also in a dimension in the spirit, as it were. When man begins to rise, he must also rise in his body and in his soul. So when you speak about resurrection, you are speaking about the resurrection of the mind, of the emotion, of the desire, of the will, before the resurrection of the body. And if 1 Corinthians 15 says, every man in his own order. There is an order of resurrection. The body does not resurrect before the soul. Amen. Hallelujah. The body does not resurrect before before the soul. The change that must take place must first of all take place in the soul. Amen. When Jesus went to the cross, his body was subject to death. His soul and his spirit death could not have control over it. Amen. And this Jesus is the head of the body of Christ. The head of Christ is God. I don't know if you understand. There's a difference. The head of Christ is God, but Jesus is the head of the body of Christ. And that Jesus, that is the head of the body of Christ, when he was on earth, he had the fullness of God in his soul. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you and I should be arising to that place where we are receiving the fullness of God in our mind, in our emotions, in our desires, and in our will. Amen. This is what we should be doing today. And we cannot get there by the power of our will. There is a help that has been given to us. God has given a help to help me to come to that resurrection, to come to that change. All right, we can see that help in Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. Amen. We are talking about having dominion over the body. I'm speaking to you about the arising of the four natures in the soul. You are a soul. Amen. God gave you a body. The body should not rule you. Should not rule me. Alright, Galatians 4. Say, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. You put it the other way, until the time of maturity. Amen.
Amen.
That child must come to maturity. Amen. To come to maturity, I have to grow into it. And there is a teacher that has been given to me to bring me to maturity. Even so, when we were children, we are in bondage under the elements of the world. When the Bible says the elements, it's speaking about the elementary natures. The elementary natures of the soul. And that is what I have tried to show on the board here. There are elementary natures of the soul, the nature of the ox, the nature of the lion, the nature of the eagle, and this creeping nature of the desires. Amen. Those are natures that I have to overcome. If I do not overcome these natures in my soul, I will, and I am tempted to be a child. And I cannot be brought to sonship. A son must rule over his emotions. A son must rule over his desire. A son must rule over his, you know. The Bible says, he that is slow to anger is what? Is stronger than the mighty. And he that taketh a city is not as strong as him that has dominion over his soul. Amen. Do you have dominion over anger? Do you have dominion over desires? Amen. Amen. Answer me now. I'm confused. I don't know whether it's meditation or you are this brother is just talking, the one we don't know. So that's why you have to answer me. Amen. Where are you? He says you are called to be a son. Don't run away with it, oh, I'll come to be a son. That's not where the thing is. Where the action is in becoming a son. Amen. And we have been given a help. He said, but verse 4 says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons of God, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Now, so what makes the difference is the Spirit. It's the Spirit. The Spirit must come into the soul. This is the soul. The Spirit, that is the Spirit of God. This is my own human spirit. The Spirit of God, walking through my human spirit, must come into the realm of my soul. Amen. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 1, the Bible said that when we receive the Holy Ghost, it is a Holy Spirit of promise. The promise is not fulfilled. So, this is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It is for the Spirit. Amen. But that promise is just for our spirit. It's a promise. The destination of the Spirit of adoption is our soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You cannot be a man if you do not have a spirit. The difference between a man and an animal is that the man has a spirit. That's what makes you a man. Amen. Say amen. You cannot be a son of God without the Spirit of God. So that Spirit of God must come into the four realms of the soul. And that journey begins in the holy place. Amen. That journey begins in the holy place. The holy place is that place where the Spirit of God comes into the realms of the soul and begins to possess the realms of the soul. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. So that brings us to the two witnesses, the two things, the lamp and the table. Amen. My soul must resurrect to that experience of receiving energy from the bread of heaven. Amen. And receiving light from the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. Okay, Isaiah 11. We bind the spirit of resistance. We bind the spirit of slumber. We bind the spirit of unbelief. We bind the flesh. We bind that unbelief spirit. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We are not of those who draw back to the perdition, but of we are souls that are pressing on to the salvation of our soul. Our soul must resurrect. We must come into the holy place. And we must break into that holiness of all. Amen. And make it our dwelling place. Amen. And our soul will become a third heaven of God. Amen. The kingdom of God will come into our soul. Amen. And make a permanent residence. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. There's nothing the devil can do about it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We are the circumcision that do not have any confidence in the flesh. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah 11. Angels are ascending and descending. Men are rising up. And our genealogy is changing. Amen. He says, and there shall come forth a rod. Isaiah 11:1. He shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Okay, so verse 2, he mentioned seven of these spirits. So the lampstand is the place where my soul, my mind is enlightened by the Spirit of God. That's why you have seven lights. There are seven fires burning. Amen. That's why you have those seven spirits. Those seven spirits are for your mind. They are for your soul to enlighten you, bring light. Remember, everything in this holy place is dark. It represents the darkness of the soul. Amen. Okay, sorry. Don't be annoyed with me, but I have to read that scripture because this is by the Spirit. I don't have anything scripted. Ephesians 4. Because we need to look at the scriptures to clear the mind. Somebody is saying, where is it in scripture? So we'll look at it. The darkness of the mind. The mind is a dark place. I must be enlightened. Amen. Manchester United cannot enlighten my mind. Arsenal cannot. Geography cannot. Medicine, English, mathematics can never enlighten. It only gives you carnal knowledge. That inward man still needs the light of God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4. Sorry, I'm looking at Ephesians 3. Ephesians 4. Therefore, I testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk, not as other Gentiles walk. Where? In the vanity of the mind. Having what? The understanding what? Darkened. Being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the what? Blindness of their heart, who being past feeling had given themselves over unto lasciviousness to walk all uncleanness with greediness. We are speaking about the darkness. It's in your soul, it's in your mind. Your dress is bright, but the soul is different. Amen. You might have PhD, you might be even a big one, but the soul is a dark place. So let's look at another scripture. I've given you one. There are many others. Okay, let's go to another one. 2 Corinthians 4. I hope you're writing it down. 2 Corinthians 4. We'll read that one quickly. And we'll go to Proverbs. Okay, 2 Corinthians 4:4. Say, in whom the God of this world has what? Blinded the minds of them which do not believe. Lest what? The light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should what? Shine in them. The gospel you preach is the gospel of light. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, in him was life. And that life was what? The light. And he is the true light that God lightens every man that comes into the world. Let's read that one, John. John, let's read John. We are talking about the lampstand and the enlightenment of the mind, of the soul. Amen. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 9 said, that was the true light which lighted me. Amen. Amen. Who comes into the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, I'm coming to the place of light. Amen. I am excited. Amen. I am coming to light. Amen. Amen. My mind is coming into the glorious light of gospel of Christ. Amen. Amen. It says, when we were children, we saw through the darkness. We were covered with darkness. But it comes a place of maturity when the darkness will be taken away. And we shall know as we are known. Amen. That is men arising. That's where the church is coming to. So don't listen to that false nonsense telling you the church is going under. No, 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 no. The church is rising. This is the hour of the church. Don't you understand? That church is a group of men, a band of men who are breaking through. They are breaking through the barriers. Hallelujah. They say you cannot come to the king. They say no, 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 no. We are like Esther. We shall come to the king when they say we shall not come. Amen. Hallelujah. But let's go to Proverbs. 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 I think it's not 20:27. Okay, Proverbs 20:27. It says the spirit of man is what? Is a candle. Look at the candle here. Everybody look at the candle. This is the spirit of man. It says it is candle. To do what? To give light. Do you allow the spirit in you to give light to you? Amen. Do you? How many of us are baptized in the Holy Ghost? Because if you are not baptized in the Holy Ghost, there is no even grammar. Don't you understand? First of all, you must first have that spirit of God in your spirit. You must be baptized in the Holy Ghost with the manifestation of speaking in other tongues. That is a sign. So if you are not in that class, then I believe we can pray for you today so that you can qualify. If you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost, you cannot be a partaker of what we are talking of. Not possible. And remember, Jesus is the one that baptizes you in the Holy Ghost. That's why he is at the entrance into the holy place. Man baptizes you in water. Jesus baptizes you in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And that spirit of God that has come into your spirit now begins to baptize your soul. Because it is a spirit of adoption. It begins to adopt your soul, your mind, my mission, make it a region of God. He said, thy kingdom come on earth as it is done in heaven. Let it be done in my soul. Let my soul be a realm of heaven. No darkness at all in it. Amen.
Amen.
And my soul will begin to feed upon light, the energy of God. My appetites change. I do not need television to make me happy. Don't you understand? My happiness comes from Radio Zion.
Amen.
That's what we're talking about. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Men are rising. Are you rising?
Yes,
sir. Is your emotions rising? You say, are you excited? Are you happy? Amen. When you wake up in the morning, instead of saying casting down, you say, oh my God, today is another day to rise.
Amen.
Don't you understand? All around you is falling apart, but within you is strength.
Amen.
Amen. Paul said, I die daily. The flesh is dying. The attachment to the earth is dying. But the inward man is being renewed.
Amen.
Amen. The new man said that we're putting on the image of the new man. We're being renewed in the inward man. Paul said that you might be strengthened with strength. Where? In the inward man. Hallelujah. We have received our problem is the evangelical theology. And brethren, I see it. It's so strong. It's so strong. When are we going to make the transition? The outer court theology is the problem. We have the end time message, but our reality is an outer court fleshly life. The outward man needs the images he sees outside. And that is the problem of the pornography, don't you understand? That is the problem of the lust of the flesh. That is the problem of the lust of the eyes. That is the problem of the pride of life, the emotions, passions. It's the outward man, the energy of the outward man. But the inward man doesn't depend on that energy. He depends on the energy from heaven. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. So, when you have a personal relationship with the head will feed the body. Don't you understand? That's how you know. The head feeds the body. Any wife that feeds herself is a rebellion wife. Did I say it right? Okay. Amen. I cannot feed myself. I ought not to feed myself. I have a head. That head feeds me. How many people do you know who have a bed farm? How many beds do you know have a farm? They look to their father and he feeds them. Amen. He clothes them. Your dress never even reach them. Don't you understand? Because they have one that feeds them. And Jesus said, are you not of more value than these beds? Why must I be struggling for energy when my father says, I am the source of it? Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Amen. Brethren, the church is moving. The train is moving. The train is moving. Are you moving? Let's not die in the outer court. We must be hooked to Jesus. We must come to a new reality of Jesus. Now, how can you come to a new reality? How can you relate to a man you have not seen? You must see him. You must see him. How do you see him with the natural eyes? From now to tomorrow, you're not seeing Jesus with your natural eyes. But there is a place where you see him. Where is that place? With the eyes of the inward man. Hallelujah. And he says, Lord, let the eyes of the understanding be enlightened. Amen. That they might see me. And there are things that happen to people that see the Lord. It is a standard quality control. Every one of them is on the ground. The flesh is slain. Quit trying to force your flesh to die by fasting. That's not the method. The way to kill the flesh is to see the Lord. Amen. Amen. When you see the Lord, you're on the ground. Yes. Amen. Okay, someone says the fasting helps you. Yes, fasting helps you. But the fasting puts the body under. It has a benefit. But you see, from the other way around, not you using the fasting, but it's the Lord quickening the fasting and use it to deal with you. Amen. Yes. It is how you use the fasting. You cannot substitute fasting for knowing the Lord. You must know the Lord. Do you know the Lord? Do you know the Lord? Do you know the Lord? That's the question. See, this is life eternal. That they know me. That's the place of life. How do you know him? You have to see him. Amen. John said, when I turned to see him, I saw 7 candlesticks. Don't you understand what we're talking about? He saw 7 golden candlesticks. And he was on the ground, slain. We are in the place where the flesh is going to be slain. This old man, this outward man, the power of the outward man is being slain. Amen. And this grave is being broken. Don't you understand? And this man that has been entombed in this grave is coming out. He said, I am in control. I'm no longer going to be under the control of the flesh. The Bible said that men broke through the grave and came out and walked around. Don't you understand? Men are breaking through their graves. And they are beginning to walk around. Hallelujah. Say, I keep under my body. I want to tell you, you can have power to keep under your body. You can keep the body under. Say, body, stay here today. Say, my soul, wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. There shall be no toll paid to emotion today. No anger, no striving. I am going there. Don't you understand? Brother, am I not changing? I'm going there. I'm going there. Amen. I'm going there. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. As a new generation, don't be left behind. Don't be saying that brother, he can never change. Who told you? In fact, he's changing now. Amen. Hallelujah. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Give searching the inward parts of the soul. Enlightening it. How can a man say, who knows the things of a man except the spirit of man? Don't you know? Who knows the things of God except the spirit of God? So when the two of them jam together, the matter is over. When the spirit of man and the spirit of God jam together, the spirit of God overrides the weakness of my own spirit, or rather consumes my whole spirit. Amen. And begins to baptize my soul. It's called the spirit of adoption. It begins to adopt my soul. Amen. It's not by power. It's not by might. But it's by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So, let's move forward a bit. Now, we are coming to two great lights. We are coming to two great lights. The first one is called is candlestick, all of gold. This one is the seventh trumpet, the last trumpet. Don't you understand? It is the trumpet of change. It's the last verse. He's saying, going, the bridegroom is coming. Going, are you going? Get in if you want to go. Amen. Amen. Say, I hear the bridegroom calling from my innermost being. I must flee to the mountaintop. Amen. Are you hearing that cry? I hear it. Amen. Hallelujah. Someone say, I can no longer linger in Judea's plain. I must flee to the mountaintop. Amen. Men are climbing. Men are climbing. Are you climbing? Are you climbing? Amen. 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 Say amen now. Amen. Okay, let's look at this candlestick. Let's look at that candlestick. Now, when you look at that candlestick, by the way, it's the third day. The candlestick, the lampstand, and the third day are the same. It is the day of... Can you imagine? Try to imagine what happened. The writer was imagining what happened in the earth on the third day. Don't you understand? The second day, there's a separation, sanctification. Don't you understand? The heavens, the thing came, and the waters above the waters. But on the third day, all the seed that were on the earth began to germinate. The coming forth of the life of God. The things you couldn't do. The fruit of the Spirit. The self-control you didn't have. The joy. All that sadness, the depression. You understand? We are in the time when the fruit of the Spirit begins to burst forth. Don't you understand? All the things planted, all the seeds that have been planted, the time of their watering and coming forth begins to come forth. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The third day is the place of resurrection. Amen. Amen. All the things that God has done, that is where their water, they begin to come. Okay, someone says, after 2 days, He will revive us. On the third day, what happens? It is the rising up. Amen. Hallelujah. You can have a third day. You can have a third day. Resurrection. Rising up. Fruit of the Spirit is joy. And someone said, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. The fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. Amen. Meekness is the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Self-control is the fruit of the Spirit. It grows on the soul. It grows on the emotions. Amen. Peace that passes all understanding. It grows on the mind. Don't you understand? Amen. Hallelujah. You can be in the midst of the storm and your heart is at peace with the Lord. Don't you understand? Somebody is abusing you. It's not making any influence on you. Hallelujah. It is that third day. When the life of Christ begins to come forth, it is by the Spirit.
Oh, yes.
Amen. So you come to that lampstand, you see it's all of gold. Everything is gold. But you see, that's nothing. The secret is that inside that lampstand, you have a wick. That wick is your spirit, soul, and body. It's the soul. You don't understand? It's your humanity. That's the wick. But that wick is surrounded by oil. Don't you understand? The unctioning of the Holy Ghost. And that's why it never can be destroyed. Nobody can destroy you. I thought you were shout. I can, if I think I was boasting, let me boast more too. I cannot be destroyed. Don't you understand? I cannot be put down. If I fall today, I'm arising immediately. Hallelujah. The devil cannot win over me. Amen. He cannot kill me anyhow. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you understand? Amen. Because I am surrounded by the oil. He said, my life is hid in Christ, in God. Amen. And the keys of hell and death are inside the hand of Jesus. The devil has to take permission from him. And he has already told me he's not going to give it to the devil. Why should I be afraid? The devil said, I'm going to kill you by hypertension. I'm going to pluck out your eyes. I'm going to knock your head off. That was like GBT. GBT. Just talk and make noise. Amen. Hallelujah. The devil can hurt your flesh. I have a mark here. If you look where you see the mark, no, there's no problem with that. In fact, you're making me look pretty now. In fact, when I look in the mirror, I say, this brother is very fine now. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I can't be afraid of that. The devil cannot kill me. He cannot kill you. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because I am surrounded. Hallelujah. There are barriers. God has put it. I am the city of refuge. I have freedom. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, the soul is being baptized into Christ. That's what that lampstand is telling you. Inside the oil. If there's no oil, it even burns away. Don't you understand? If there's no oil, it's gone. The thing will just burn you. 2 minutes is gone. But as long as the unctioning of the Spirit is there, it doesn't finish burning. It keeps burning. Maybe once in a while, it might gather some soot, and you need somebody to come and brush it out. Amen. I believe we are receiving a brushing today. Just brush it out. Tease it. Amen. Untangle the thing so that it will burn brighter. It says, a smoking flask, he will not quench. Amen. On a bruised reed, he will not. Amen. If the devil is whispering to you that yesterday you did so and so, rebuke the devil. Tell him, you are not in this business. Amen. I'm arising. Amen. So you have the wick, you have the oil. That's not all the story. Now, there are 7 lamps. And I was reading for you those 7 spirits before in New Testament. You know, Tabernacle is in New Testament. It's very sweet in that place. Amen. So we're back to Isaiah 11. Now, these are those scriptures. You know, Rahuba likes to preach about Samson. I watch all of you. I know all you preach. I watch it. He likes to preach about Samson. Samson, these are the 7 locks of Samson. Samson has 7 locks. Those are the 7 spirits that are walking. They are flowing. They are watering his soul. Don't you understand? Okay, let's read the scripture. Okay, I should mention the 7 spirits, then we'll go and read the scripture. Okay, 11:2. Say, and the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, number 1. The spirit of the Lord is the middle one, is the main spirit. The spirit of wisdom, 2. The spirit of understanding, 3. The spirit of counsel, 4. The spirit of mind, 5. The spirit of knowledge, 6. And the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from the wicked. So if you are struggling, just go get the fear of the Lord. And you see yourself having leaping. You'll be leaping over iniquity. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Men are rising. Men are rising. Where was I going now? I was talking about, I forgot the scripture now. Okay, we're talking about the locks of Samson. Those 7 locks, those 7 spirits. Yes, I remember where I was going to. John 7. I'm going to John 7. Let's go to John 7. You see, we have to prove it. So that nobody thinks we're just joining scripture. It's a flow. Show you the flow. Amen. John 7:37. He says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. So I'm telling you that Jesus is the head. He is the one that anoints the soul. Don't you understand? Say, come to me and drink. So he is the one that is pouring out and ministering to the soul. Okay? And he that believeth on me, the scripture say, as the scripture has said, out of his mind, his emotions, his desire, his belly, shall flow rivers of living water. Don't stop there. Verse 39. But this spake he of what? The Spirit. He didn't talk about river Orashi or river Niger. Amen. This spake he of the river of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Jesus said, as long as I'm here, you're not going to get the Holy Ghost. That I'm going to go. It's necessary that I go. Because when I go, I'm going to pour out upon all. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. Amen. A river should be flowing in you. Amen. A river should be flowing on you. Seven streams. So that your head is never wet. So that your mind is never wet. Amen. Hallelujah. When you go to work and all the juju, all the sorcery and witchcraft, all the pointing of fingers, all the tongues, they hover around your head. You read mathematics, you read all the things you do. Your head is clouded. Then you must learn to walk. So that in the midst of those things, those rivers are flowing. Don't you understand? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Say amen now. Amen. You must learn in the at work, wherever, that you must switch open that river. Say, spring up, oh well, within my soul, and water my soul. Amen. So when you are there, they look at you, they don't know that you have another connection. Don't you understand? They're looking at you and your face is beaming and radiating light. Because rivers are flowing out of you. Amen. Sometimes that river gets flogged up by bitterness, offense, anger. Clean it up. Everybody say, clean it up, clean it up. Clean it up. Don't let it stay there. Amen. Don't let offense stay too long, because it will block that flow. Clean it up. Amen. And let it flow. Let it flow. Amen. Hallelujah. You have a connection to the head. Samson had a connection to the head. Then in his carnality, it was cut off. But the Bible says the head of Samson began to grow again. I want to prophesy to you that your head will grow again. My head is growing again. Don't you understand? My connection to the heaven is coming back. Hallelujah. And when that connection comes, the spirit of the Lord will rest upon you. The spirit of wisdom and revelation. The spirit of understanding. The spirit of the fear of the Lord. The spirit of counsel. The spirit of might. Strength to do the will of God. Amen. This will that is so weak begins to receive strength. Don't you understand? The will is standing up and say, yes, it's time to exercise authority. Amen. A man that knows the will of God but does not have strength to do it is a slave. It's a child. He cannot be brought to sonship. Don't you understand? To come to sonship, you must know the will of God and do it. And it takes energy to do the will of God. Amen. And that energy is supplied by the Spirit. That spirit of adoption. Amen. And you know, in that lampstand, you have flowers. Do you know there are flowers in the lampstand? Oh yes, there are beautiful flowers. Speaks of the glory of God that is upon you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You see the glory. Brother Rios was talking about on the road, he passed a sister and he knew he was a sister. Yes, I know he saw the glory of God. Men should see your glory. They should see the glory of God around you. You don't need lipstick and makeup. You don't need any extra things to make you have the glory of God. He is there. Hallelujah. There's a glory that should attend you. Amen. And it comes by the dealings of God. When you see a believer, you know. You should not be asked, are you born again? Are you born again? Then when I'm born again, I believe. No. When you speak, there should be a glory that emanates from you and hits me. Don't you understand? Say amen now. That's how you know. When a man talks, there is a life that should come from him and hit you. And when you are not feeling it, you say, no, this one doesn't have it. Amen. So the sister, you go and meet the brother, say, are you born again? Yeah, okay, now I can marry you. You'll be in trouble. Amen. It's not what the man says. It is the confession of the glory of God within him that tells you. Say, this one is a son of God. This one is headed for Zion. I'm going to go with him. Amen. Because me too, I'm going to Zion. Don't you understand? If not, you can't jam the one that went there and he's on his way back. Amen. And he will carry you and go outside the outer court. Amen. Amen. The lampstand is the place where the soul is baptized, anointed. Let me tell you, you cannot be a priest unless you are anointed. Unless you are anointed. You cannot be a priest. And we are speaking about the priesthood of Melchizedek. That is the going thing now. Don't you understand? This soul must receive anointing. Aaron took 7 days to be anointed. Don't you understand? Anointed his ear, anointed his thumb, anointed his soul. Don't you understand? And this new priesthood is being anointed also. The soul must be anointed by the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you being anointed by the seven spirits? Hallelujah. We're almost ending. Let's talk briefly about this loaves of bread. There are 12 loaves of bread. 12 means completion. It's a different kind of bread. Amen. Amen. I like that bread somewhere along that road. Amen. Very good bread. I like it. I didn't mention the name, I just like it's along that road. I like that bread. Amen. Amen. But this is not the bread we're talking about. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Do you eat that bread? Do you eat that bread called Jesus? Amen. He said, your fathers ate the wrong one, they are dead. If you always go to Skipper's, that's not the bread, though. Skipper's bread is good. But there's another bread. Amen. When I eat Skipper's bread, I get physical energy. After some time, my body is weak because that's not the real energy. Amen. But there's another one. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Amen. Any man that eats of that bread shall never die, because the energy you get is an everlasting energy. Some of the problems we need today, because we don't have, there's no energy. There's no strength to carry through. Don't you understand? Brethren, we need strength. Strength in the spirit to come against all the press. Sometimes when you say, don't you feel the pressure in your mind? Huh? When you hear PDP, you hear all these people talking. They club up their mind. They just put the weight on the mind. Say, my God. You need to, like a few minutes ago, a lot of weight. Have to bind the spirit and get the weight out. Don't come here and be doing good boy and good boy. There is only one good boy in heaven. The man that binds the spirit is a good boy. Amen. In the world, you have tribulation. 2015 is going to be different. Last year was practice. They didn't even allow us to land. And they have started. Don't you understand? Amen. If you have run with the footmen and they wearied you, what are you going to do with the horses? You need strength. He told Elijah, eat, for the journey is long. We are not eating. We are not eating. We should feed on Christ. You feed on Christ with the mind. We feed on Christ with the mind. He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Somebody says, I have unclean lips. Eh? I said, I am a man of unclean lips. How many people have unclean lips here? I'm among them. My mind is unclean. I said, oh God, clean my mind. Hallelujah. He said, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among a people of unclean lips. Filth, garbage, uncleanness. They're flying around. And men feed on stories, gossip. You understand? There is the sign of unclean lips. Amen. They say, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. In it thou shalt meditate day and night. He said, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of good report, whatsoever things are honest, if there be any truth, if there be any praise, think on these things. What do you think? I can tell you what to think about. You can think about my faults. I don't mind him. He comes here with a waving hand every day. He is very, 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 very. And you know that you can spend all your time thinking about the fault of a brother. Huh? Or the fault of your wife. Or the fault of your president. Or the fault of this thing. You don't have work. Huh? You don't have work. Those who have work think on clean things. Amen. Those who have work to do, they keep their mind focused on the Lord. That will keep him in perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on thee. Amen. Hallelujah. What do you think about? In your secret time, what do you think about? Poor me. Poor me. Nobody cares about, nobody notices me. Poor me. Poor me. Poor me is the unclean mind. Amen. Hallelujah. The book of the law is what to focus on. Amen. So, if someone asked me, how do you respond to God? How do you close? I think I need to close. How do you close it up? And I said there are two things to do to close up, to respond. Number one, repentance. Number two, open your mind. Amen. Number three, do the first two. Amen. The first one is what? Repentance. Second one, open the mind. Third one, do the first two. Amen. Hallelujah. Say amen now. Amen. Amen. What do you repent of? That I have left my first love. My first love is Jesus. Amen. We need to return to our first love. We need to get excited about Jesus. Amen. Because he's the key. He's the key. He's the one that will feed the mind at the lamb, at the shewbread, and he's the one that anoints the mind also at the lampstand. Amen. So he sits here, and he's the one that brings you into this experience. Those brethren, he sat at meat with them, don't you understand? And he opened their understanding. You need to sit with Jesus, and he will open your understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. If you are running around, that doesn't fit the bill. That's outer court activity. You need to come to the place of intimacy with Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. They didn't see him. They didn't know who he was. But as he opened their understanding, they said, ah, Abba Father. The people are crying, Abba Father, because they are beginning to see their father. Amen. Amen. Those are those who are coming to Jesus. It says, husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself. Amen. He feeds those who come to him with himself. They never lack bread. Their bread is assured. Don't you understand? You are not looking for revelation. They run after you. You are not looking for life. They run after you. You have energy. You have strength. You have strength. Amen. Strength to say no to besetting sin. Strength to say no to all the pressures. That is a son. A servant is under bondage of the elements of the world. That soul can never be brought to the throne, because it still has to go and learn. Don't you understand? But the soul that has grown up and matured is the soul that has brought the elements under his control, brought the body. Paul said, I keep under my body, because the soul has arisen. Amen. The soul has strength. It has authority. Amen. It knows God. The spirit that's given to the soul is that the soul might relate to God. Don't you understand? And that the soul that has matured is the soul that is reaching to God. That is using the spirit that has within him to reach out to God, to connect to heaven. Do you know that heaven is as real, more real than the earth? In heaven, you have innumerable company of angels. You have the spirit of just men. You have the Father. You have Jesus. You have the blood that speaks. It is populated. When you are a son, you are in touch with heaven. Don't you understand? You become a citizen of heaven. And because you are a citizen of heaven, they take care of you on earth. Nothing can happen to you because you belong to that kingdom. The commonwealth of Israel. And the army of Zion, they look over you. They fly around you. They keep a watch around your house. Anybody planning for you, you have to pray for him that they might have mercy on the person. Don't you understand? Amen. You begin to understand and see the reality of heaven. Don't you understand? Amen. You know you are no longer ordinary, that you are a son of God. A son of the highest. Hallelujah. And it says you have dominion over the earth. Hallelujah. Angels are rising and descending. Hallelujah. You see the life of God flowing down. You see people coming to converse with you, and they bring things to you. Amen. Don't you understand? Hallelujah. When you close your eyes, you begin to see things. One of the things that will happen is that the blindness that's been in the church is going to go away. Because men will begin to see. Men will begin to hear. Don't you understand? We'll hear the sounds of heaven, and we see the signs of heaven. Don't you understand? And nothing will be hidden anymore, because maturity is coming forth in the body. Amen. We need to be strong. We need to find ourselves in the high priest. We must be eaten and assimilated by the high priest. And then the high priest is going to take us in. Amen. You must be in Christ to go in. Hallelujah. And this is that quality control. You see, everybody goes in here. There's only one door in the high priest. Amen. We are coming into Christ. No longer my agenda. No longer my opinion. But Christ. Amen. Shout amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When men say there is a casting down, there is a lifting up. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. This man, he wants to say something. Praise Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know, it's a few problems that the Lord dropped in my heart. And I believe that the teaching is right on target to help us assimilate the things that the Lord is saying to us. And to also put it in place in proper perspective in terms of timing that we are in. Praise the Lord. Amen. One of the things that the Lord was speaking to me, I thought really that it was over, but he said that we are still under siege.